Welcome, Siv.
Thank you.
Let's maybe first have a brief look at the history of the two of you, Siv plus guitar, making music. How did you start off making music?
I'm not sure. I've been a musician basically all my life. And so it's hard to pinpoint, you know, this one day where I had, because I didn't really have this one day where I had an epiphany. Oh, I'm a musician. I just always kind of have been, more or less. But I guess I started writing music quite late. I was just I was singing other people's songs for a very long time. And then I went to a college in Boston in the States called Berklee, where they have a songwriting program. And I thought I would try out a songwriting class. And within just the first couple of weeks of taking this class, I sort of had that epiphany of, oh, I want to be a songwriter. This is what I want to do. I'd never known that I cared about writing my own music until then. But then I just knew, which was quite nice. And ever since, which that's probably 4 or 5 years ago now, ever since I've just been writing songs all the time and making my own music.
Ich habe Siv gefragt, wie es losging bei ihr mit der Musik und sie hat mir erzählt, so richtig weiß sie es gar nicht mehr, Musikerin war sie irgendwie schon immer, sagt sie. Es ging los mit Coversongs, die sie von anderen Künstlerinnen und Künstlern gecovert hat und dann ist sie gelandet am Berklee College, hat da eine Songwriting-Klasse besucht und gemerkt, hey, Songs schreiben ist auch irgendwie mein Ding, das war so vor 4 bis 5 Jahren und seitdem schreibt sie eigene Songs und macht eigene Musik. Siv, you're from the small Norwegian town Asken.
Asker?
Asker?
Yes.
All right. But you moved to maybe the most exciting city in the world, New York. Why did you go there in the first place?
Well, like I said earlier, I lived in Boston in the States for a while. And Boston and New York, it's only 4 hours away from each other. And so it was a kind of a natural move after going to Berklee to try to live in New York afterwards. And so I went to New York for 1 year and I recorded my album there. And wrote most of the songs that are on the album that I just released last May. And then I took it back home to Norway and released it.
Es war gar kein weiter Weg von Berklee in Boston nach New York. Deswegen hat es sich für sie, sagt sie, ganz natürlich angefühlt, dahin zu gehen, um da Songs zu schreiben. Mit diesen Songs ist sie dann aber zurück nach Norwegen in die Heimat gegangen, um sie da aufzunehmen und dann zu veröffentlichen. How would you describe the like working atmosphere there in New York for you as a musician, maybe compared to the one in Norway?
The working environment. I don't know. I didn't really I was doing freelance work the whole time, meaning I was only really working for myself, not getting paid for anything. So the working situation was quite tough in New York. But New York is quite a tough city just for anyone. It's quite difficult to make ends meet. But I really did enjoy it. It was a good year and I learned a lot when I was there. But it's definitely, I'm finding it a bit more to my liking in Norway just because it's home and I think it's a kinder industry we have in Norway. It's quite a small industry which kind of feels like a big family. So it feels like you're taken care of and people always want you to do well and be well.
In Norwegen, erzählt Steven mir gerade, ist es, als Musikerin zu arbeiten, fast wie Teil einer Art Familie zu sein, wo sich jeder so ein bisschen um jeden kümmert, darauf achtet, dass es allen gut geht. In New York war das ganz anders, erzählt sie. Da ist die Stimmung rauer, da ist es schwieriger, Geld zu verdienen. Sie hat da ein gutes Jahr lang, ohne wirklich was zu verdienen, frei Musik gemacht. Und trotzdem hat sie die Zeit als bereichernd wahrgenommen, weil die Szene in New York dann ihre ganz eigenen Qualitäten entwickelt hat. So, es ist Zeit für Live-Musik, würde ich sagen. You've brought your guitar and you've also brought Katharina with her cello.
Yes.
What is the first song you're gonna play for us?
It's called Caroline. Caroline's reflection doesn't match its mate. Blinks in vain because the image stays the same. The mirror's curious to that hollow gaze. Without a trace of hope to lean on, Yes, the right mind and the wrong body. Caroline is dreaming of a different life.
Caroline von Steve Jacobsen, live eingespielt im Detektor FM Studio. Und Steve ist immer noch da zum Interview bei mir. Hello again.
Hello.
To me, it seems like you prefer writing songs from a kind of very personal point of view, except the one that we just heard. I think Caroline is kind of sticking out of that personal experience thing because, yeah, tell me, what is this song about, Caroline?
Well, I don't really like to give away the story too much because I really want people to be able to listen to the music and find their own story in there and be able to, you know, find out what it means to them. And I don't want to ruin their imagination by telling them exactly why I wrote it. But I guess you could say it's a bit of a political song in a way, and one that's very, very close to my heart because I believe in human rights just in general, and this, you know, it's about that kind of a theme.
But the main character there is a transgender male, right?
Yes.
Also sie hat sich ein bisschen gedrückt, mir zu erzählen, worum es geht in dem Song, den wir gerade gehört haben, Caroline. Sie sagt, sie möchte es ihren Hörern so ein bisschen selbst überlassen, zu entscheiden, was der Song für sie selbst bedeutet. Für sie hat er wohl eine große Bedeutung. Sie sagt, es ist ein politischer Song ein Stück weit. Es geht, hat sie gerade dann doch noch zugegeben, als ich nachgefragt habe, um eine Transperson, eine männliche Transperson, einen Transmann. Und dann ist da aber das Video zu dem Song. You have also produced a music video for that one.
Yep.
And that seems to tell the story in a slightly different way than the song itself, right?
Yeah, so for the video, I wanted to film, I didn't want to use like an actor or actress in the video. I wanted it to be kind of a more of a documentary style thing. And the video and the person in the video aren't, you know, the person in the video is not supposed to be Caroline. It's more so the person in the video is a dear friend of mine. And she happens to be transgender. And so we asked her if she would be willing for us to follow her around for a day and film, you know, kind of just a documentary of her life. Just, you know, what she would do in a day and just kind of capture her soul. And I think we did that quite well. So, you know, the character in the song is not the person in the video, but there's a common theme there, you know.
Es gibt ein Video zu dem Song Caroline, das so eine Art Dokumentarfilm geworden ist. Und wichtig ist, dass die Person, die Frau, die man in dem Video sieht, eine Transfrau, nicht Caroline ist, nicht der Transmann, um den es in dem Song an sich geht, sondern sie wollte gerne eine Art Dokumentation über das Leben dieser Freundin drehen, die sie da nicht eine Schauspielerin, eine Freundin genommen hat, um einen Weg durch Manhattan, it's Manhattan, right?
Yes, yes.
Um ihren Weg durch Manhattan zu zeigen und das Ganze dann doch losgelöst zu betrachten von dem Song inhaltlich. You are on tour right now. You're going to play another few shows. What's going to happen after that? Are you maybe going to record a first full-length album?
That is the plan, yes. I've written most of the music, and now it's just about finding the right time and the right producer and label to go along with all the songs.
Also, Siv erzählt mir gerade, ich habe sie gefragt, was denn so passieren wird, nachdem die Tour, die sie gerade spielt, vorbei ist. Es wird ein Album geben, eines mit vielen Songs drauf, die sie zum größten Teil auch schon fertig geschrieben hat. Sie sucht noch ein bisschen nach dem richtigen Produzenten dafür. Die richtige Zeit zum Veröffentlichen fehlt auch noch, aber dann ist es soweit. Und ich denke mal, es klang gerade so, als wäre das gar nicht mehr so lange hin. Are you going to sing another song for us? What's the second one called?
This one's called How We Used to Love. I ran into a woman on the sidewalk, 'cause I was thinking too much about us, dreaming of you. And are we lost? 'Cause now you're always so angry, you're always so sad, and you're mad about everything and everyone, and I don't have a heart for that.
How We Used to Love, Siv Jakobsen live im Detektor FM Studio. Siv spielt heute Abend in Horns Erben in Leipzig und übermorgen ist die Sängerin zu Gast in Berlin. Die komplette Session von hier aus dem Studio inklusive Fotos finden Sie dann nachher unter detektor.fm. Thank you for coming by, Siv.
Thank you for having me.